The Busoni Piano Concerto is one of the most ambitious and neglected orchestral works ever written. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says a new recording of the piece, featuring pianist Garrick Olson with the Cleveland Orchestra, is sure to revive interest in it.
One of the most mysterious and original figures in modern music is the turn-of-the-century Italian piano virtuoso and composer Ferruccio Busoni. He was born in 1866 and died in 1924, the same year as Puccini. They even both wrote operas called Turandot. But there's very little further similarity. Puccini was purely a man of the theater, a popularizer. Busoni was an idealist, a theorist, an internationalist, and a great teacher. His favorite composers were the unlikely duo of Mozart and Liszt. Today, recordings of Busoni playing the piano are rare, and his major compositions are rarely performed. He's probably known best for his Bach transcriptions and his other ferociously difficult work based on Bach, the Fantasia Contrapuntistica. One of Busoni's most notorious pieces is his piano concerto, and there's a new recording by the Cleveland Orchestra under Christoph von Dohnányi with pianist Garrick Olson that may give it a new lease on life. Here's the grand entrance of the piano in the first movement. Busoni completed his piano concerto in 1904, and it immediately broke new ground. Most piano concertos had only three movements, until Brahms added a fourth to make the concerto more symphonic. Busoni's concerto has five. Beethoven used a chorus in his Ninth Symphony and a piano in his ambitious choral fantasy, but no one before, or to my knowledge after, Busoni has employed a chorus in a piano concerto. This grandiose 70-minute work, according to Busoni's original Mahler-like outline, depicts the ages of man. Before he dropped the titles, Busoni was going to call the first movement Expectation Before the Glory, the Mystery and the Call to Life. The second and fourth movements, based on the same tarantella, are manic scherzos, youth with its thousand fantastic plans, and the final refuge of the wild lust of life. These movements surround a mystical slow movement, maturity with its serious struggle for inner concord. Busoni said this movement was inspired by the melody he once heard entering the Strasbourg Cathedral at sunset. The last movement is the conscious and dispassionate withdrawal into the infinite. an unseen male chorus sings passages from the Danish poet Adam Gottlob Oehlenschläger's Aladdin. Lift your hearts, feel Allah near. The music may not be consistently inspired, but the performance is consistently gripping. Dohnányi holds the entire massive structure together. He can even make the Cleveland Orchestra sound vulgar when he has to, and that's when the concerto is the most fun. Olsen plays with extraordinary finesse, yet has astounding reserves of energy. He once said playing the Busoni concerto was like playing three Brahms concertos in a row. But his effort always sounds effortless. He gives one of the most stupendous keyboard performances on record.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new Telarc recording of the Busoni Piano Concerto.